Chapter 8. Marigold was really glad she'd come to Clyde's party. She loved how Sparklepuff was showing off his new tricks. Sparklepuff was special. Sparkle dragons were flexible, athletic river dragons, so Sparklepuff was more flexible than any of the other dregs. He could contort himself into all kinds of cat-like positions and had the cutest little webbed feet. He jumped really high as well. When Sebastian showed up and broke the bad news about the dreg ban, Marigold was bummed. She didn't think it was fair for the school to ban something that brought kids so much happiness. Her granddad arrived as things were breaking up. He was collecting Willa, too, and taking them both out to dinner. Marigold and Willa both made their farewells and thanked Clyde and his parents for the party.
"How was everything?"
asked Granddad Lorenzo as they walked to the center of town.
"Swingo," said Marigold. "It was fun."
"I used to host parties a lot when I was your age," said Granddad Lorenzo. "The whole neighborhood came over. My mom would make tortillas, and we'd all eat tacos sitting in the backyard. And your grandmother and I had a lot of parties when we first got married, too. She had a pot to make chocolate fondue."
"I want to make chocolate fondue," said Marigold. "Wait, what is it?"
"It's a pot of melted chocolate that stays warm with a little flame under it. You spear things on skewers and dip them in the chocolate,"
explained Granddad Lorenzo.
"Pound cake, bananas, strawberries. Should we get Grandmom to search for the fondue pot?"
"Yes,"
cried Marigold, feeling bouncy. She and Willa linked arms and walked ahead of Granddad in the fading light. The restaurant was lit with candles and had a small fountain in the entryway. Willa, Granddad, and Marigold were given hot washcloths to clean their hands. They ordered dumplings and cucumber rolls and edamame. The waiter came and lit a candle in the center of their table.
"Let's hear about your tutor on Friday," said Granddad Lorenzo.
He was a fuzzy and worked with the dogs who helped the Dunwiddle police force, keeping the animals healthy and taking them out to do their police jobs.
"Layla is super unusual," Marigold said slowly. "Like, she doesn't believe in rules."
"Really? But rules keep our society together, don't they?"
asked Granddad Lorenzo.
"I'm not sure," Marigold said. "Like, what about the new no dregs rule?"
She stopped and made sure Granddad had seen the email. He had, so she went on.
"It wasn't a rule, and now it is. Kaboom! I wonder. All Principal Gonzalez had to do was write one single email. That's all it takes to make a rule that affects hundreds of kids?"
Willa squinted.
"When you put it like that, Samboozle."
The food arrived.
"Does Willa know about bigging up your sweatshirt?"
Granddad Lorenzo asked Marigold.
"Of course."
"Marigold's been practicing a lot at home," Granddad told Willa. "She bigged up several things. The fruit was the most fun."
Marigold smiled.
"I made jumbo grapes and jumbo raspberries."
"How big?" asked Willa.
"Not that big," said Marigold. "Not as big as your head or anything."
"They were definitely bigger than usual," said Granddad. "They were the size of apples."
"The raspberries went mushy before we could eat them all," said Marigold.
"But it's an ingenious way to save money," said Granddad. "Bigging up your groceries. We're very excited about that."
Marigold blushed. It was true. It was the first time her magic had been useful.
"Bigging up the toothbrushes wasn't such a success," continued Granddad.
"No," Marigold added. "And bigging up the pillows on the couch just made them look weird."
"Couldn't you shrink them again?" asked Willa.
"I had trouble reshrinking the pillows. Maybe I need to practice moving between shrinking and bigging up. I don't know why, but it's hard to switch back and forth."
"Jumbo couch pillows won't hurt us any," said Granddad. "And I'm looking forward to saving on my grocery bill."
"Can you show me the bigging up?" asked Willa. "Please?"
Marigold looked around the restaurant. She focused on one lone dumpling, uneaten on Willa's plate. She made the snapshot of herself in her mind. Then she enlarged it until her forehead tingled and zwoop.
Marigold! Willa cried, laughing. That is awesome!
The dumpling now dwarfed the plate. It was the size of a large watermelon. It slopped all over the tablecloth and glopped itself on top of the candle, putting out the flame. Marigold was surprised at how big the dumpling had gotten. At home, she had been making things a bit bigger, but not huge. She'd expected the dumpling to grow to the size of an apple, like the grapes had. Granddad Lorenzo looked around.
Marigold, that's a lot for the waitstaff to clean up, he whispered. It's all greasy. I'm really glad you can big things up, honey, but it would be great if you could shrink the dumpling back down.
Marigold flushed.
Of course, I didn't mean for it to get that big.
Some other diners were looking over. Marigold shook her hands out and tried to just think casually about shrinking, the way she always had. She scrunched her face and aimed her fingers at the jumbo dumpling.
Zwoop!
Nothing happened. Willa's eyes grew big.
Try again, Marigold.
Marigold tried to shrink the dumpling again. No luck.
Granddad, I'm sorry, she whispered. I just can't shrink it.
Granddad wrinkled his brow. Then he smiled.
I have a tote bag in my coat pocket, he said, pulling out a folded canvas bag.
He held the bag open beneath the table, and Willa and Marigold pushed the jumbo dumpling in.
Well, I guess I know what I'm having for lunch tomorrow,
Granddad said with a laugh. Willa laughed, too. Marigold didn't find it funny. If she couldn't fix her mistakes, her magic wasn't that useful after all.